Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn. While the world rejoices, you will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. It is always a risky business for a man to talk about pregnancy and giving birth, for the simple fact that he has no clue what he is talking about. If that man happens to be a celibate priest who is not married, moreover, he should be doubly careful not to rush in where angels fear to tread. But I would still like to say something about childbirth. Pregnancy serves as a great metaphor or analogy. Writers sometimes refer to a pregnant pause, meaning that even though no words are uttered, that silent space is filled with new life and its birth is imminent. The school that priests study in is called a seminary, which comes from the Latin word semen, meaning seed. You know, the last year in the seminary, we were all called expectant fathers. We commonly refer to newly ordained priests as baby priests. Keep that in mind when Father Stephen Elser arrives here in a few weeks. He will be a baby priest. My coach, who trained me to run marathons, warned me, "Don't get a big head when you run a marathon. A woman who has given birth can always run circles around you." Every man has met his match when he's messing with a mother. Only one man in the history of the world could speak about pregnancy and giving birth from personal experience. That is the God-man, Jesus Christ. You probably have to be a God-man to give birth, because no mortal man could handle it. The long tradition of the church has always seen Jesus' crucifixion, and especially the moment when water and blood flowed from his pierced side on the cross, as a spiritual birth. When the church was born, the water symbolized baptism and the blood, the Eucharist, the two central sacraments that give birth to and nourish the church. In the gospel, therefore, Jesus can speak on his own authority when he talks about pregnancy and giving birth. Our Lord taught, "When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. I remember a mother once commenting that only a man could say something so stupid that a woman forgets her labor pains as soon as a baby is born. But that's true, unless the man in question happens to be the God-man, Jesus Christ. The Messiah's mission was not only to marry the church as his bride, but analogously speaking, also to give birth to the church as its mother. When Jesus refers to his disciples as his children, he meant it both figuratively, but also literally. St. Paul echoed the same spiritual truth when he wrote in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, "My children, for whom I am again in labor until Christ be formed in you." Jesus rushes in where angels fear to tread, because he is greater than the angels, but also because he has given birth to the church. There is another spiritual sense in which pregnancy can be seen as a metaphor. Namely, our life on earth is like a womb, and we are not truly born until we enter eternal life. You remember Jimmy Stewart, who said, "It's a wonderful life in Bedford Falls." But as good as it was in Bedford Falls, life here on earth is only the preface to the book of life that will be opened in heaven. So I suggest that we not get too attached to the things of this world. Like a baby shouldn't grow too fond of her umbilical cord or the amniotic fluid. So much more is waiting outside of this womb. A world of wonders that an unborn baby, you and me, could barely begin to fathom. Just like a baby is not born without shedding many tears and much travail, so we do not leave this world willingly or easily. The Welsh poet Dylan Thomas urged his dying father to rage against the dying of the light. But like a foolish man who should take care to talk about pregnancy, Thomas didn't realize the real light was about to dawn for his father. Praised be Jesus Christ.